How often does such exquisite art survive the ravages of time? The pair of us can be seen today as we would have looked to the great emperor Xuan De of the Ming Dynasty. Hundreds of years ago, our maker crafted us to perfection in the imperial kilns. We were judged for error by Du Tao Guan, millimeter by millimeter, until finally deemed worthy to sit among the pieces of a royal household. Our soft white rim betrays our time of making, as all monochrome glazed porcelain during Xuan De's rule had this characteristic. However, our destiny was not to remain in our homeland, but to travel beyond, across land and sea, to a very special woman. This is our story. When we were created, the strictest of rules were enforced regarding the pigment used to make us. Our ruby-red appearance is no coincidence. Only the imperial court could use such vibrant color in garments or decorations. If anyone else were to dare use it, they would pay for it with their life. We are the equivalent of a crown in porcelain form. We are meant only for rulers of empires. Our name, Mi Ping, translates elegantly to plum vase. A name fit for not only our deep tonality, but our intended purpose. Used to hold arranged blossoms of the plum tree, which only bloom in winter, we were a reminder of the coming spring. Emperor Xuan De relished many things, such as cricket fighting, dog racing, hunting with birds of prey and painting. He also held a love for excellent porcelain and reveled in his subjects' creations. More so, he was renowned for his foreign ambitions, famously appointing Zheng Ho, the famous explorer, his seventh and final expedition. One of our aspects often overlooked is our feminine curves and shape. Depicting the elegance of a woman's form, we slope gently from our petite mouth into the dignified shape of a bust before cascading down what could be seen as genteel limbs. Our refined silhouettes are the embodiment of royalty, only enhanced by the glazed ruby-red coloring used to announce our rank. It is of no surprise, then, that objects of such beauty could be sent as the ideal gift to another empire, another ruler. In one of Zheng Ho's journeys, it is recorded that he carried ruby-red porcelain to give to other sovereigns. Could we be the very vases written about? Zheng Ho left the port of Nanjing in the winter of 1430 for the last time. Could this seventh and final voyage be what carried us? But to where? And to whom? Considering our feminine form, it is very likely we were specifically made to please or even charm a female ruler. Queen Suhita of the Majapahit Empire on Java, present-day Indonesia, seems a likely candidate. She had previously been gifted two ships from Emperor Xuan De. Mastercrafted art such as us, the Mei Ping vases, would be seen as a precious and honored offering. Art was seen as an ultimate gift, and we would have been no different. Unfortunately, all records of Zheng Ho's voyages were destroyed, and we may never know the outcome of his last expedition. All we know is that the famed explorer died on the return trip. Maybe a secret mission to proposition the queen on behalf of Emperor Xuan De was carried out. Maybe it failed. If only us twin vases could truly speak. What tales and adventures do we keep secret? Whose hands held us hundreds of years ago? After the Xuan De period, glazed red porcelain disappeared, only to come back onto the world stage 200 years later. However, the quality and beauty were never quite the same. For us, the Mei Ping vases, we ended up in the Netherlands, likely due to trade during the flourishing period of the Dutch United East India Company, who traded Chinese porcelain among other goods. We came into the possession of Esquire Jacobius Catharnius Cornelius den Beer Portugal, who lived from 1832 to 1913. An army officer, and later the Dutch Minister of War, he was the first confirmed to own us. How we arrived in his possession, however, is left unknown. We were inherited by his son, who became the mayor of Veer, And then, after his own passing, his son, Willem Leonard. In 2011, we were put up for auction and are now in a private collection. So ends our story, for now. There are many questions about our past. Many might never be answered, but one thing can never be questioned, and that is our beauty.